It says Vayikra El Moshe. Okay, Vayikra Tavshin Ayin Ches. It says Vayikra El Moshe Ve'edaber Hashem Elov Me'oel Moed Lemor. The first pasuk. So Rashi says Vayikra El Moshe L'chol Dibros L'chol Amiros. Right, so he says Vayikra El Moshe Vaydaber Hashem Elov Me'oel Moed Lemor. Adam, right? This then we come Me'oel Lemor. Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Vamata Aleim Adam Ki Akriv Mikem Korban Hashem Min HaBehima Umin HaBakar Umin Atzon Takriv Es Korban Shem. So the first pasuk says how Hashem spoke to him. And then the second pasuk says what he should say to the Jewish people about bringing the korbanos. If you bring a korban from a behema, min a bakar, or min a tzon, takrivos korban chem. You're going to bring it from a behema. It needs to be either from your cattle or like your sheep and goats, etc. Right, the flocks. And then it goes into the korban ola, the ola of the yachid. And then it goes from one korban to the next, menachos, etc.
Why did you do Ola first?
One of Meir's Rebbeim spoke at the Chaim there. He said that it starts with that and not with the tzibur, because it's teaching you that a person is always got to do as an individual. You have to. In other words, you don't just put blinders on your eyes and do things. You have to think about what you do.
How it affects others.
Well, how it affects that. What it means in terms of your thing about it. Don't just do things by rote, and as don't do mitzvahs anoshim milumada. If what it started off, he suggested. He said, Rabbi Ortzel. He said, if you would start off with the korban tzibur, he'd say, okay, fine, you do the tzibur, and that's it. You just follow, you do what everybody else does. And it's true, you shouldn't separate yourself from the tzibur, as we'll see later on in this discussion here as well. But
what does an old have to do with an individual's need?
It's not, we're talking about an individual's korban as opposed to a korban tzibur. Right? The old is not, say, an individual. I mean, you can bring a shlum and also as an individual. The different types of korbanos. You can bring nedarim, nedavos. You can say, I'm going to bring a shlam, I'm going to bring an ola. Ordinarily, the ola comes to be mechaper on either a bitl essay, being mevatla mitzvahs essay, or hirhura aveira. I haven't been thinking properly. The nature of the ola is that it corrects a person's way of thinking. Right, that's the word that corrects it. It comes from a chapra, an inappropriate use of the way he thinks. So in any event, but the first pasuk is strange in that it says Vayikra El Moshe. It doesn't say Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. It says Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'oel Moed Lemor. In other words, the kriya is calling out to him. The dibur is actually what you're saying. Yeah, and lemor is what to say over to the Jewish people. So there's three verbs here. There's kriya, there's dibur, and there's amira.
What does el really mean anything?
I'm sorry?
El Moshe.
To Moshe. That means,
Moshe.
Yeah, to, of course. Yeah, it's to Moshe. But the question is why doesn't Hashem's name appear first? Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. Vayidaber elav. Let's take the Shem Hashem and put it after Vayikra. It's all the same source. The kriya, the calling out, Moshe, 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 yeah, etc. So say that Hashem is the one who called him. Why write Vayikra Moshe as though it were almost anonymous? And then Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'oel Moed Lemor. So let's see. So first of all, Rashi addresses Vayikra Moshe. Why Bechalal say Vayikra Moshe? Just say Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'oel Moed Lemor. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe. What do you need Vayikra for? So Rashi says, L'chol hadibros, l'chol amiros, l'chol tzivuyim, kadma kriya, loshan chiba. in every time that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was always a hakdama. Now, this is a binyan av. This is teaching you that every time that Hashem spoke to Moshe, He first called out to him, Moshe, Moshe, a lashon of chiba.
What does it say, Moshe, Moshe?
It doesn't say. That's the kriya. In other words, you're calling out to somebody. But you don't go, right? You're a lashon of chiba is you call the person's name. Call the person's name. So.
It doesn't say Moshe. Oh,
I understand. But with the word kriya, if you're saying he's kriya, what is he being kore? What is he calling out? He's calling out his name. To show that, you know, when you first introduce your D word to someone else by using their name, it shows affection. It shows kesher to the person.
When you first speak to somebody without his name?
When you speak to a person with his name first, right? Mayor. Could you, instead of could you, just starting off, do this. By calling out his name, it shows that you want to attach yourself to him and he should be attached to you. And then in that context, you make your request or you author your demand, your commandment, etc. So it says, L'chol dibros, l'chol amirus, l'chol tzivuim, kadma kriya, lashon chiba. Right? The lashon of kriya is a lashon of chiba. How do we know that? Lashon shamalachi ashores, mishtam shimbo, shenem, avakara ze el ze. Like we say in Kedusha. It's from a pasuk in Yeshaya. The kara ze el ze, to show deference one to the other. Right? In other words, we're going to now praise Hashem. We're going to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. But first I call to you. And then you in turn call to me. We're going to do this together. Showing deference. Showing, you know, chashivus towards the one that you're speaking. Each one shows to the other. That's why it says V'kara zel zev yomar. Right? Nekadesh yishim chobo olam. Shem shemak tishim oso b'shmim aram. Kakosu v'yad v'yechem. This is the way you should do it. That's what the Malchei Shores do it. They do it all in unison. First, I would call it with your permission. With your permission. And then in turn say back to me. With your permission. With your permission. And then we do it in unison. Right? It shows kavod for the other party. This is the lashon of Malachi Asheres Mishtam Shimbo. V'kora zel ze. Aval neviya umos ha'akum nigla aleihem b'loshon arai v'tumo. Shenemar v'yikar Elokim el Bilam. By v'yikra. By Bilam, it says the lashon, right? It says the lashon of v'yikar, like carry, like just. By chance, it's, you know, there's no relationship here. Just I happen to say to you, the difference between the Navi, let's say, of Bilam, and Lahavdil Elafulfi Abdullah's Moshe Rabbeinu, is that in Moshe Rabbeinu the relationship is part of the ratzon of the calling out over here. It's not just that I want you to communicate this to the world. By the Nevi'e Umos Olam Abilam, right? So there, he's a conduit. He's a mouthpiece. But there's no Ratzon that there be a Kesher. So therefore, it doesn't say Vayikra, right?
No Chibur.
Right? No Chibur. No Chibur.
What does it say?
I'm sorry?
What does it say?
It says Vayikar without, what do you call, without the Aleph. Vayikra is a lashon of carry, a tumas carry, like record, you know, hashpah that doesn't produce anything.
Without the olive.
Right, without the olive. Without the olive. Vayikar. Because the kesher there is not primary. The kesher is no reason to have a kesher. It's just a conduit. Says the Balaturim. The Balaturim says on the word vayikra here, if you look at it in your chumash, you'll see that the Aleph is little. See, look at the Chumash, Vayikra, the first word. You see the Aleph is little?
Yes.
Okay.
That was for Moshe, he wanted to be humble.
Oh. It says, Vayikra. Siksiv le'el, ve'esh tiyeh, bo, ve'samich le'y, Vayikra el Moshe. The last pasuk in Shmos talks about the fire that was above the old Moed. That was really cool. That was leading the pillar of fire. It says, ve'esh tiyeh, right? Ve'samich le'y, Vayikra el Moshe. I'm reading the Balaturim. Right? The last pasuk in Shmos talks about the fire, the pillar of fire. And then the first pasuk in Vayikra says, Vayikra el Moshe. Lomar, to teach you, mitoch shekara lo, v'dibrimo, how you panim boros ke'esh. Since Hashem called out to him and spoke with him, his face was aglow like fire, Moshe's. B'chol ma'aseihem, and it says that the Amud Eish, again in this last pasuk in Shmos, it says the Amud Eish was with him in all the travels, and it says right after that, Vayikra el Moshe, lo Moshe b'chol ma'aseihem, kara lo Moshe, le'mor sheyisu, kirichsiv api Hashem yiso. That Moshe, Hashem not only spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him the mitzvos, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of how, when and how the Jewish people are going to travel. In other words, everything that took place through Moshe was always preceded by a kriya of Hashem to Moshe and telling him what to do. Fine. And then he says afterwards, Aleph d'vayikra z'ira. It's a little Aleph. Shemosh haya gadol v'anav. He was great, and yet he was humble. Right? Godel va'onav. Lo ratzel lichtov elav ayikar. He wanted to write, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write the same thing that was written by Bilam. Who am I to claim that I have a relationship with Hashem? Can I make that statement? So he wanted to write vayikar without an aleph. Ki'ilu lo...
Moshe himself wanted to write.
Right. Ki'ilu lo odibra kodesh baruch imo elav achalom kederach shenemar b'bilam. He wanted to imply that Hashem only spoke to him in the dream. Not face to face while he was awake. Because why should I take credit for anything? Why should I make a statement that might turn my head inappropriately? So it says Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'amar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu lichlov gama aleph. Hashem says, no, I want you to write the aleph also. V'shuv amalo Moshe machmasrov anova, but Moshe Rabbeinu continued because of his anova, his humility. He said, "Shelo yichtavena laktana yoser mishar alfin shebatorah v'kos v'ktana." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Beseder, I'll write an aleph, but I'm running it small. Continues the Balaturim. Vayikra el Moshe Roshi Tevos. Vayikra el Moshe, Rashi Tevos, Imo. In other words, you take the first letter, Vayikra el Moshe, Vav, Aleph, Mem. So that's Rashi Tevos, Aleph, Mem, Vav, that's Imo, his mother, Imo. And that's a remis to the Pasuk, it says in Shir HaShirim, Tzenur Ena, Benos Sion, Bamelech Shlomo, Ba'atara she'itro lo imo. No, imo with an aleph. Not imo with him. That's the ayin. Aleph means his mother. Ba'atara she'itro lo imo b'yom chasum aso b'yom suchas libo. That's pasuk in Shir HaShirim. That's a strange thing. Because HaMelech Shlomo in Shir HaShirim, Chazal says a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Shalom Shalom. That all Shalom is his. HaMelech Shlomo is not just a reference to Shlomo HaMelech who wrote it, but it's a reference to what he called to the Rabbonu Shalom, who's Melech Shalom Shalom, that all pieces is. So listen to that pasuk for a second. Tenu Re'ena, go out and see, Benos Tzion, daughters of Tzion. It's a reference to the nations of the world. Ba'Melech Shlomo, in the king, of King of Kings, the Melech Shalom Shalom, that's the Rabbonu Shalom. Ba'Atara, with the crown, She'itro lo imo, that he was crowned by his mother. What does that mean? How can you say that? It's blasphemy. Batorish Yitrolo Imo? His Imo? B'yom Chasun Aso, on the day of his wedding, B'yom Simchas Libo, on the day of his rejoicing. So it's talking about Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, so we're saying that Kovioch Gosh Brochel received a crown from his mother? What does that mean? So it says the Balaturim. Hikdim Moshe l'Hashem. Kovyocho ke'echad shemedaber im chaveiro. Umakdimo derech musar. The reason that we call that it says over there, that it says Vav in Vayikra, Aleph in El, Mem in Moshe, which is as it were, which is a reference, yeah, Emo, Aleph, Mem, Vav, saying that Kavyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Kavyochol making his presence in the world dependent upon Moshe, just like a child is dependent upon his mother, right? Kavayachal or Boroshalim is making it sound as though his presence in the world is dependent upon Moshe. Because only Moshe could bring the Torah down to the earth. Only Moshe could bring the Torah down to the earth. Only a person who was such an anav, such a humble person, right? So selfless, so humble, could bring the Torah to the earth. And in that sense, it's Kavayachal, it's as though Hashem has said that I, Ki'ilu, my presence in the world is Ki'ilu, dependent upon Moshe. Just as someone says about his mother, my existence, Kavyochol, is dependent upon my mother. So here, in the midst of the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, the little Aleph, as the Baal HaTorim taught us, right? The little Aleph, as the Baal HaTorim taught us, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, because he, how could I possibly write that Hashem, when he wants to have a connection with me, who am I? Who am I? I want to write Vayikar. So I said, no, don't write Vayikar. That's for Bilam, not for you. He said, why don't you write with an aleph? He says, Beseder, I'll make a small aleph. A person that humble becomes the conduit of Torah down to the earth. That's why the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is different from every other Navi. That's why in Parshas Baloscha, when it talks about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah over every other Navi, it's in the context by Ish Moshe Anav we call Adam. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble of all people. So we understand now, why is this deep connection, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu call out to him the Chiba connection? Because he's so humble. Because he's so humble. So the little Aleph, on the one hand, is a symbol of his humility, and yet embedded, as the Baal Torim teaches us, in those first, the Rashi Tevos, in the first letters of those first three words, are how Kaviyachal the Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah, Kaviyachal makes himself, his presence here, Kilu, dependent upon Moshe Rabbeinu. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, let's see the methodology. Let's see the methodology of how a person forges a connection through mitzvos. Through mitzvos. Yeah? How does a person forge a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam through mitzvos, through Torah and mitzvos? So the pasuk says, we learned this when we were learning in Tehillim. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Dalet, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, Giborei Koach, Ose Dvaro, Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro.
What Tehillim number is that?
Kuf Dalet, Pasuk Chof. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, praise Hashem, O you Malachim, Malachov, his agents, his emissaries. A Malach, is a Shliach.
How does that help us have a relationship with Hashem?
Time out.
I mean, no, go praise Hashem. What do you do with that?
Time out. Baruch Hashem Malachov, praise him Malachov. Gibore Koach. Gibore Koach. Yeah. Brave ones of strength. Osei Dvaro, who do Hashem's word. Lishmoa b'kol Dvaro, to hear his word. They do his word to hear his word. That's a little funny, no? But derech chal, you have to hear his word before you can do it. Right? Next pasuk says, Baruch Hashem kol tzva'av, praise Hashem, all of his hosts, mesharsav, those who serve him, osei ratzono, those who do his ratzon. Those who do his ratzon. So Chazal say, who are the malachim in the first pasuk? Are they the angels? Can't be. Because the second pasuk says, Baruch Hashem kol tzva'av, praise Hashem all his hosts. That's the those of the angels. Misharsav, those who serve him. Osei ratzon, they do his will. So who's being referred to in the first pasuk? A reference, the truth is, to anybody. Anybody who does the ratzon Hashem. He becomes the shliach of Hashem in this world. Anybody who does the ratzon of Hashem becomes the shliach of Hashem in this world. So therefore the malachim, they refer to in pasuk chaf, are not the malachim. Those, that's in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, in Per Kuv Dalet, in Tilim. Those who are referred to in Pasuk Chaf are the Jews. Bigger, smaller, all different types who do the will of Hashem. Gibori Koach. They're brave and strong. They overcome their will. They overcome their will to only do what they want, what's convenient for them, and instead they do the will of Hashem.
Who's that?
Hopefully us. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu all the time, and all the rest of Israel less, but they're different madrigas, different levels. Right? Hopefully us. So we overcome our ratzon to do that which is convenient for us, and rather we want to do that which we know is true, which is the what do you call it, the Dvar Hashem, and then as a result, right, we want to do the ratzon Hashem. Then the result is you then hear the reverberation, you understand the reverberation of Hashem's will within the action you just did. In other words, when I have kavana, I want to do Hashem's will. I don't want to do what's convenient, I want to do what's right. They can coincide sometimes also, but oftentimes they don't coincide. Doing what's convenient is usually what my goof wants, and doing what's right is what my neshama and my seichel tell me. But once I've committed myself to wanting to do that which is right, once I've done that, so then when I will do the act, right? When I will do the act, then I will understand the will of Hashem. This is Nasav and Nishma. When you commit to doing it, then you learn out of the act itself. The Torah in the act begins to speak to you. The Ratzon Hashem in the act begins to speak to you. And you're influenced by it, and you're uplifted by it, and you're changed by it. So it says the Medrash. Vayikra Moshe Tanchu Bar Chaniloi Pasach Baruch Hashem Alocha Gibore Koach Oseh Dvaro Leshmua Bekol Dvaro. But Mei Akosa Medaber Im Be'Elyonim, can't be talking about Elyonim. Haksiv Medaber Halo Kvar Nemar Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav. Right? It says in the next pasuk Kol Tzvav. Those are the hosts. Those are the Malachim upstairs. Im Betachtonim Akosa Medaber Halo Kvar Nemar Baruch Hashem Alocha Elyonim Leidei Shem Yicholim Lamu Betafkidov. Right? In other words, we're all potential shlichim. In Shemayim, all they have is the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore it says, Kol Tzvav, all the hosts. Down here on earth, right, everybody's a potential malach, but not everybody does it. So therefore, everybody is a shliach. Everybody's sent here to do a shlichus. Every person is sent here to do a shlichus.
Can you be a
shlichun
without actions?
I mean, you can be a shliach. Again, in our... I'm sorry, what? That's also true. Yeah. You're the machshavos of truth and Torah, that's also, right?
Without doing mitzvahs?
No. In other words, you can't not do mitzvahs. In other words, it depends. If it's a mitzvah of machshava, let's say the six mitzvahs, tmidios, right, belief in Hashem, etc., there's no maisa you do. If it's a mitzvah of maisa, though, the only way you become a shliach is if you do the maisa. If it's a mitzvah of dibur, right, divrei Torah, speaking divrei Torah, then you only become a shliach when you speak the divrei Torah. So at any event, what? Yeah, you got to do what he called. You have to do the actions. You can't do what he called. You can't ignore them. So at any event, he says that's why the first pasuk doesn't say kol malachov, because everybody is here as a shliach. Question is, he doing his job? In the second pasuk, when it's talking about the angels only have the will of Hashem. It's kol tzvav over there.
Then when we do the actions, we can have a sense of Hashem's song.
Right? You begin to taste it. You begin to understand it. You begin to feel it. It has effect on you. Says this Vasemis, the Medrash Baruch Hashem Malachov Tachtonim Sheini Micholim, yeah, be Laamod be Tachkidav Ksiv Malachov Ki Emes Kol Ish Yisrael Shinishtalech Ba'Olam Lasos Ratzon Avinu Shebashamayim Nikra Shliach O Malach. Every Jew is called a Shliach. Every Jew is called a Malach. Question is, are you doing it? Ach Ki Malach Ein Lo Shum Dover Rak Hashlichus. The Malach. Whatever, given non-religious, but us, you know, it's not just, you know, to be a shliach means really you have to aspire to be a shliach in everything you do. When we lose our muffins and we cuss somebody out, we hurt somebody, right? We don't do a mitzvah properly. We say a bracha like we spat it out of our mouth, right, etc. Without, you know, it's endless, yeah? So we are abdicating our responsibility as a malach, as a shliach. We're throwing it away. We're not living up to it. We've tossed it out.
Okay, so Adam shom ratzo shaliyah shum maisa bli kium ratzoni yizbarach. So inyan zanim zagam betoch kol maisa shishbo nitzotz kodosh.
Right, the shvasem is so shvasemistic. Always. There always is a spark of Hashem's will in any act, in any object, waiting to be uncovered. My will, our will has to be to always uncover what the Ratzon Hashem is. Then you call him Malach. Because then you are called really a Shliach. In fact, not, when you're doing everything to uncover the Ratzon Hashem in the particular act, in the relationship to the object, in the relationship to the interpersonal relationship.
When we do all mitzvahs.
So right, so then we really become a malach, because then our whole essence is a shliach. But if one time I'm doing being a shliach, one time I'm an independent contractor, so then, you know, it's true I'm called a shliach, but I'm not really living up to my title.
We can't choose this as we can. I'm going to do this.
No, for sure not. Right? You could specialize in certain mitzvahs. Specialize, but doesn't mean to the exception of the others. It just means this one. I realize that I all my kishkas go into this type of mitzvah.
What's the importance of being the shlichus of Hashem in the world? Is it personal or is it sake for the whole world?
It's both are true. In other words, the shlichus that you do completes the world. But the goal is that through your completing the world, you complete yourself. Hashem wants to do good to us. He doesn't just want to complete the world, but our job description is in completion of the world, in revealing the will of Hashem in any act and object, etc., is the way that we complete ourselves. In that way, we have become similar to Him, just like we started off with. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu Kilu said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he put Moshe Rabbeinu's name before he mentioned his name in the pasuk. Vayikra el Moshe ve'edaber, and then now Hashem's name came second to the pasuk to show deference to Moshe, to show we've got a relationship, to show we've got a partnership over here, we've got a affection. Sorry.
Does this mean we should become chabadniks?
Okay. So there's a fly in the room. Right?
This is very good.
Okay?
Yeah. And this, we're learning all this out from the first
part? We're learning it out. Yeah, we're learning it out. It says, Vayikra el Moshe.
Right.
Okay? So the Chazal say that this Lashon of Kriya is a Lashon of Kriya that we find used between the Malachim, showing Chiba to one another, showing the Kesher, the relationship. Okay? And upon that, the Medrash says, Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibore Koach Osa Dvaro L'Shmo B'Kol Dvaro. The Medrash says on this that a person has the ability, his title is that of a malach, a shliach. And how does he fulfill his job description, his title as a malach, as a shliach? By, as it were, being mevatel his will to the will of Hashem. And the will of Hashem is that he should reveal Hashem's presence in any act and object within the world. And then he's worthy of the title malach. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the essence of that, he never wants to take credit for himself. He even shies away from using the word Vayikra, because he's afraid that will, as it were, bind his sense of self too closely to his own ego, his own success, etc. And he wants his whole essence to be, yeah, self-negation before Hashem. So he doesn't want to write even the Aleph. Hashem said, no, you must write the Aleph. He says, right, I'll write it small.
Is that what you specialize in?
Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah. That's the key to everything. Right? That's the key to everything.
Self-negation.
Right? For the will of Hashem. Not a poor self-concept. Healthy self-concept, but that healthy self-concept is within the context of, I'm here for my Creator's will.
Just doing everything.
Right. Davarach, the next medrash, says, Davarach vayikra el Moshe vaydabar Hashem, mikan amru kol tamid chocham she'in bo das, nevela tova himenu. Yeah, that second one, right? Medrash Rabbah. Yeah, fine. Right.
The fourth one, my friends.
What, the Medrash? It's the second Medrash you read.
Parsha
Aleph, Piska Tezvav, right. Atam and Chokshu She'in Bo Das.
Now you change the subjects now?
It's the same, it's the same topic, just a different thing. What?
It starts with Vayikra. It's the same. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vayikra, right. Says Vayikra El Moshe Vayedaber Hashem Mikan Amu Kol Tamen Chacham She'in Bo Das Nevela Tove Himenu. A Tamen Chacham who has no Das. So Das is not just knowledge. Das is a level of knowledge that transforms you. It's not just a piece of information rattling around in the catacombs of your brain. It transforms you. It connects you to the concept. It connects you to, in this case, the Rabbono Shalom, right? So a Talmid Chacham who knows, he knows a lot, but he has no das. He doesn't connect. He doesn't connect to what he called to the Borei Olam as a function of that which he learns. So a nevela is better than he is. What's a nevela?
A dead animal.
A dead animal, because it's cut off from its source of life, it stinks. Right? A person who doesn't believe is called Novel. The Pasuk says in the first parak of Tehillim, first Pasuk in parak Yud Dal and Tehillim, Amar Novel Belibo Ein Elokim.
Maybe he wasn't granted that knowledge.
Amar Novel Belibo, the Novel says his heart Ein Elokim. There's no God. So he's called a novel. Why? Stay calm. I'm trying to explain the point. The novel who says there's no God, God's not involved in my life, he's called a novel. Why? Because he's like a novella. A novella stinks because it's cut off from its source of life. Life has left it, and therefore it begins to disintegrate, it degenerates, it deteriorates, it begins to smell or have a foul odor to it. Okay? The Talmud Chacham, who has the knowledge, but yet he doesn't use it to connect to Hashem, a Nevela is better than he. Because Nevela has no choice. Nevela is dead. That's why it stinks. But a person here who has the ability to connect with his wisdom, and he doesn't.
What actions are you saying connect to Hashem?
Again, recall his learning is disconnected from his the way he conducts himself.
But a person's learning, he wants to connect with Hashem. It's like two and two, no?
No, why? There are plenty of people who learn who don't connect. They learn. They absorb knowledge. I shouldn't say plenty of people. People who learn, who absorb knowledge, it doesn't, what? Shlo Lishma? For sure it's Lo Lishma, but it's worse than Shlo Lishma. They're not allowing it, as it were, to penetrate into their hearts.
That's
what do you call it? That's called the Torah's Me'asafa V'lachutz, right? It's akin to the what do you call it, the Doeg Adomi. The person may not be as bad as Doeg Adomi, upon whom it says that all his Torah was Me'asafa V'lachutz from his lips outward. But that sort of concept turns him into, makes him like an Avela. He's cut off from his source.
Willingly.
Yeah. Avela doesn't have a choice. Avela's dead. That's where it stinks.
The person here has the choice. He doesn't take advantage of it. No, nope. Seder. So now we know. So that you can use it, refer to a scholar. Even a Torah scholar. Now listen to this. Teda lecha. How I'll prove this point to you? Shekein tseyu lamad mi Moshe, avi ha-chochma, avi ha-neviyim, shehotzi Yisrael mitzrayim, v'al yodo nasu kama nisim b'mitzrayim, v'noros al yamsuf, v'alu l'shmei morom, v'horid Torah min ha-shamayim, v'nis asik b'blechaz ha-mishkan. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, what a CV he's got. What a resume. Yeah, what a resume. Curriculum vitae. Right? His means his resume. Right? His resume. Look at the resume he's got. I'm reading the Medrash. Still the Medrash. Right? Look at what a resume he's got. He took the Jewish people. He's the father of all the Nevi'im. He took the Jewish people. He took the Jewish people out of Egypt. He took the Jewish people out of Egypt.
This is the Medrash says. What Moshe Rabbeinu did.
Yeah, all of his the things that he's got on his resume. He took the Jewish people out of Egypt, yeah, and he brought down split the Yam Suf for them. He brought down the Torah. He built a Mishkan, right? V'lo nichnas lifnai v'lifnim acha korolo. Shneem v'yikra el Moshe v'yidaber. Right? Only after Hashem called to him did he come in to hear the words of Hashem from the Ol Moed. Only when Hashem called to him. In other words, even though you might have thought...
He did it without being called?
No, he didn't do it without being called. He only did it when he was called. Vayikra el Moshe, and then he came in to hear Vaydabar Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed Lemor.
He already spoke to Moshe. He already spoke to Hashem times before.
Oh, that's Bidyuk the point. So you'd say, we've already got this relationship, so I just walk in. He wouldn't walk in until he was called. It shows that he wouldn't walk in until he was called. Why? Because if he walked in without being called, once again that might be conducive to his super gluing his thumbs to his suspenders. Therefore, the avoda of anova, there's never any end to it. It's not like, okay, now I'm an anov. Okay, and now I can sit on my laurels.
No, that's the opposite of the whole point.
Right. To you. Fine. Shush.
She's right.
Yeah, she's more than right. Okay. Says the Sfas Emes. Yeah? Says the Sfas Emes. Says the Sfas Emes. Medrash, Talmud Chochav, Shem Bodas, Nevela Tovi Menor, Shigam Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Nichras, Hachakorol, Perish, Kanal, Ki Mi Yochol, Lageshes, Lasos, Rotzon, Hashem, Yisborach, Wakaidei, Koach, HaMitzvah, Shekidishonu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. This is a fundamental idea that the ability to connect to Hashem is only through the tzivui, the commandment, the receipt of a commandment from beyond, from what he called from the Borei Olam, who's above me. That gives me the ability to do the mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
Any mitzvah. In other words, if I were to give expression to my chumminess with Hashem, I wouldn't be able to do any mitzvah. Because I've negated the relationship. The relationship has to come from, there is a mitzvah, and he's being mitzvah me. And then, within that context, I can actually do a mitzvah. You can do the pro forma act, it's true. You can do just the physical act. But you haven't done a mitzvah, you haven't connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It only when it's in the context of his being mitzvah me, he is me mitzvah. Once I understand that, once I connect to that, then I have the ability to do something which actually further connects me to him, doing the mitzvah.
Okay, so I tell you, for example, go sweep. I'm going to do this with shame. That's what only because you were commanded. You didn't do it on your own. Therefore, it's something that evokes another Hindu to fulfill the mitzvah.
Okay, excellent. The chain, yeah.
So all mitzvahs that were commanded, it supports an anivus that we be submissive to Hashem.
Right.
That's the holy grail.
Right. So he says that's the pshat. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, he sanctified us.
What's sanctifying?
He's sanctifying us through giving us a tzivui b'mitzvosav. V'tzivanu, right? If I recognize that I am a mitzvah from Hashem, I am a commanded one from Hashem, then within that context, he can be mitzvahs. Now you can do the act, and the act will have an effect. The act will connect you more deeply.
He sanctified us.
By commanding us, the status of being a mitzvah, of one who is commanded from Hashem, gives the person to be able to do an act that will further connect into Hashem. Other places, the Sfasemis says it a little bit different. He says it in the context that Hashem sanctified us, and through the mitzvah we reveal that connection. Here he's saying that when I recognize myself as a mitzvah, I'm not just, I've got a chummy relationship with him. I can go in and do whatever I want. I have to always re-strengthen the relationship of I am one who is in a state of receiving a tzivui from the Borei. I am the one who is receiving the tzivui from the Metzava. Mm-hmm.
Because we're doing the mitzvahs to sanctify Hashem.
The who?
Say that again. I am the receiver.
When I strengthen my status as being one who is in a state of being mitzuva, commanded from Hashem, then within that context I do the mitzvah of Hashem, and that in turn binds me more closely to Hashem. Mitzvah miloshen tzavta, to be together. If I recognize, if my mindset is such that I am a mitzvah, I am a commanded one from the Creator, then I have the ability to do a mitzvah, to do the mitzvah. Not just as a physical act, but to do the mitzvah in a fashion that binds me more closely to the Creator. So it becomes a constant, cycle. It says, V'chein perish Adoni, in the second line of that last Fasemis on the page. Right. The mitzvah itself gives the person the ability to do it. Every person is a shliach upon this earth. You have to remember the shlichus. That's the importance of being mechavein to do a mitzvah. Mitzvos trichos kavana. I'm now going to do the will of Hashem. When I think I'm now going to do the will of Hashem, then my mitzvah is not just a dry act. My mitzvah indeed, right, connects me more deeply to Hashem. And as we said before, once you are properly doing the mitzvah, then you're shomea kol dvaro, then you hear the voice of Hashem, you hear the understanding, you understand the depths that are reverberating within the mitzvah.
We're preparing to hear the command, or we're preparing to do the command?
We're preparing to do the mitzvah, to do the commandment. But preparing to do the commandment, then when you do the commandment, you indeed, what he called, become more bound up with the Creator, and the result is you are shomea, right? Like it says, l'shmoa b'kol dvaro. Then you understand, right? You understand the voice of Hashem that's inside the act. It makes you more connected and more wisely connected. V'zeh nikra das. That's called das. That is the usage of chachma to create a kesher, a connection between you and, in this case, the Borei Olam. Then you become Moshe Rabbeinu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see what.
Only with the purpose of which have no other purpose. Only to connect with it.
Right. Let's see one more point. Okay, so all of this is in the relationship of mitzvah. Anivus and mitzvah. That was our first topic. Anivus, submission to the will of Hashem, and what a mitzvah, and how we do a mitzvah, and its effects upon us when we're doing it properly. And each person is his own shliach to do the ratzon Hashem. Another point. Right? See, this is all what we did just now, all is very focused on one aspect, beetle of oneself, doing the will of Hashem, not doing your own will, etc. But life is not so simple. There are different paths that sometimes people need in order to be able to, what do you call, to accomplish this. So let's just see this for a moment. Pasuk says on top on page 2, "Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Adam ki akriv mikem korban la'Hashem min ha'beima, min ha'bakor, min ha'tzon takriv es korban chem." Okay, I'm not going to do the first Vasemis. We'll skip down to the Gemara. The Gemara says in Menachos, "Ne'emar ba'olas behema," when you sacrifice an ola, a behema, a steer, right? A steer.
Is one way to accomplish this
anyway? Well, no, this is a different point now, but it's a point that's necessary for our vote in general. Nemr b'olas behema isher reach nichoach, a sweet fragrance before Hashem. Uba'olas ha'olf, and if you bring a bird, which is obviously less expensive, much smaller, right? What does it say? Isher reach nichoach, a sweet fragrance before Hashem. And ubemincha, when you bring a meal offering, just some flour, etc., a cake, or bread, etc. It says Ishi Reach Nechoach. It says also a sweet, a burnt offering, which is a source of fragrance before Hashem.
Bohema birds and meal offering, it all says.
All the same thing. Says the Gemara, Lomer Lecha, says the Gemara Menachos, the Mishnah Menachos, Lomer Lecha, to teach you, Echad Amarbe ve'echad Amamit, ubelvad shechavin libo l'shamayim. One who does a lot, one who does a little, the Iker is he should be mechavin his lev l'shamayim. So the
either a lot or a little what?
It appears your voda.
What, you only get 600? This is not 600.
No, I'm saying, what do you call it? Let's say I'm doing a lot. Let's say you would think at first glance it's like you give a lot of tzedakah, right? Or you do a lot of good deeds, a lot of chesed, right? It doesn't make a difference. You do a lot, you do a little. That doesn't make any sense. Right? So the Torah in Orach Chaim brings down Echad Amar Bevechad Amamid Bilvad Sheichav Elibu B'Tachanunav Ki Tov Ma'at B'Kavana Mehar Bos Behem Shelo B'Kavana. The Torah learns from here that it's better to say less prayers with Kavana than more prayers without Kavana. Okay?
More, less,
meaningful, without me. But the only thing is, how does that mean? Echad amar ve'echad amamit. That implies that both the record. It implies echad amar ve'echad amamit. It's implying that record. They're both on the same page. That they're both doing the kavana. So isn't the person who does more with kavana better than the person who does less with kavana? And how can the Torah learn from this? What? Obviously, but it does. But the statement of the Mishnah and the way the Torah learns it makes it sound as though it makes no difference. You do more, you do less. So what does that mean? So the Taz says, it's talking about sometimes a person needs to daven quicker in order to have kavana. If he's going to think too much, he's going to break concentration.
Okay.
Right? But his goal, he wants to daven kavana. She davens more quickly. Another person, right, knows that if he davens quickly, he won't concentrate. He needs to focus more. He, what do you call it? But he wants to connect, so he takes his time. That says the Taz is the Pshat and Echad Amarba v'Echad Amamit b'Vad Shichavon Liyul L'Shamayim. Depends on the circumstances, that's just like in the Korban.
That's Tefillah.
It said that's Tefillah.
Other
things. Understand? But what do you call it? The Torah is bringing in the context of Tefillah, right? The what do you call it? The Mishnah, you're right, is telling us that's a general principle, right? In the context of Tefillah, so the, what do you call it? That's what the Taz says it means. Taz says it means if you do what he called, if your intention is to daven mit kavana, and one day you might be like this, or one person might be like this, another person might be like that, etc. So therefore, what he called, that's since the goal is l'shem shemaim, so it makes no difference whether you're doing taking longer or taking less. It depends what your need is. The goal is the connection. Fine. Says this Vasemis. He says he wants to say from the name of Rabinim Mipshischa, right? He says he wants to say a different teretz. Right? V'hikshavataz. It said he brings up the question of the Taz. Again, the Taz is talking about the way you do a mitzvah. The way you do a mitzvah. The way you do a mitzvah. Right? Sometimes a person, the way he's going to do the tefillah is quickly. The other one's going to do it more in a more elongated fashion. Says Fas Emes. He says it's also true, says the Rabbina Mipshischa. It's also true in the way you get to what he called to attaching yourself to Hashem. He says, "V'teiritzu zal lemashal beis sochrim." It's like comparable to, says Rabinim.
What is more comparable?
This idea of echra marbe vechra mamet b'blad shi'chav and libel l'shamayim. It's like two merchants. They came, what he called, they wanted to go to a, what he called, to a certain, you know, yurid, a place where they were having like an auction or they were selling or a market day. Echad b'miyad, one came right away. V'abeis ha'yelo sibos menios ad shelizman ravba. The other one, he had all sorts of problems and issues, etc. Until what he called, it, finally he got there. V'shalu, they asked him, why did you only come now? Why did you come earlier? V'heishiv, and he answered them, achshabasi gamke mashahayaya. Once I'm here, whatever was. You know, there's people in different situations, right? Need to do different things to get themselves to be Ovdei Hashem. Right? Some person is good, what he calls, got a quicker path. Some person's got a longer path. So I might say, you know, ugh, I'm a jerk. I'm a longer, it took me, it takes me, what he calls, it takes me this, that, next. No. Echra marve v'echra mamit. Right? If the idea is to connect to Hashem, and your intention is to connect to Hashem, if your path is longer than someone else's path, it makes no difference. You're equal. You're equal. Because your goal was to get here.
Yeah, but whoever gets there achieves the goal. Whoever doesn't achieve the goal.
Did I say we're talking about one who... Did I say we were talking about one who does get there and one who doesn't get there? I didn't say that. The one who gets, they both get there.
Efforts are equal.
Right. They, what do you call their effort? One guy got there lickety-split. The next guy, what do you call it? He go up and down and around and about, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end, he wanted to get there and he got there. Right? Right, it's just, the only requirement is that my actions, yeah, my actions should aid me to get to where I want to get there.
Right, so the person who spends 2 hours in Dikahomics and the one who only spends a half hour doing Dikahomics, they're both going to be equal?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if what he called, if I want to be connected to Hashem, I want to be connected to Hashem. One person is his path is much easier. He doesn't have all the hurdles we call the other person has. The other person is going to climb over this and climb over that, right, etc. And he falls down, he picks himself up, and he falls down, he picks himself up, and he falls down, he picks himself up. But at the end, he gets there, right? He messes up along the way, but he wants to get there, and he has to do things in order to get himself there. What those things are, I don't know. Different people, different strokes for different folks, right? But he wants to get there, and he tries to use whatever tool available to him to get himself there. And he gets there. Al zeh ne'emar, cholamar v'cholamamet, ubelvad shi'chaven libo l'shamayim.
What is that?
The one who takes a long route, the one person takes a short route. But the person, as long as the intention was to get to cleaving with Hashem, so then that's what he called, that's all my actions, I'm trying to get myself there.
So what are they equaling? They're equaling their actions?
Lefum tzara agra. According to the struggle, so is the reward. So you might say that the person who's taking the longer path, it's harder, so he should get more reward. He's not addressing that point. What he's addressing is sometimes, what he called, I can't do 100% right now, the Ratzon of Hashem. Because I've got all these glitches. I can't do it 100% the way I want to do it. I do want to do it. But I got to take myself at a step at a time. I got to take myself at a step at a time. I can't do it any other way. It won't work for me. If I try and jump 40 rungs at one time, so I'm what he calls it, I'm going to fall off the ladder. Again, what he called, there's some people who can, what he called, can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The other one's going to go 1, 2, 3. Well, I got to stop here. I got to stop. I got to take a station break. Got a station break. So that's not Lefum Tzara Agra. That's not he's struggling all the time. This is what he called, if I don't stop, I'm not going to be able to continue. So you'd say, so this guy is not, he doesn't deserve the same reward. He took a station break. But since he took a station break with the intention to go further, because he knows who he is. He knows what he can do, what he can't do. So his station break, with the intention, with the sincere intention, to get to the end, at the end he gets there, Echad Amar v'Echad Amamet, B'vad Sheyichav en Libo L'Shamayim. Now, do one more piece and then we'll stop. The next Rasemis quotes the Chozim Lublin. And he says that, I think it's the Chozim Lublin. Right? He says, sometimes a person, he's doing everything he can, but it's not equal to what another person is doing. The other person is really doing more. No, I'm saying the other person is doing more. He's capable of doing more. And people's capacities are different.
Sometimes a person.
He maxes out on a lower quantitative level than somebody else. His capacity is not the same. This Perish is saying, Echad Amar v'Echad Amamit. Bivad Shechav and Libel Hashemayim is really, right, Lefum Tzara Agra, the difficulty. Because I've maxed out over here. I can't do more. Right? The other person, he can do more. His Kochas and Efresh are greater. He can go higher. But Echra Marv, Echra Mamit, each one is being Mechav and Libel Hashemayim, and they're doing the maximum. This other person is no less. He's no less.
So let's say the person who does more, the person who does less, but the person who does more is getting more out of it. He's understanding more.
The person doesn't have the capacity to understand it the same way, but he's done as much as he can do. So we've seen three different pirushim in this. We saw the Taz's perish. There are different approaches to avoda. Sometimes a person is going to, let's say, for instance, daven quicker. Some person is going to dive in more long, in a more lengthy fashion. That's in the avoda itself. Then there's Rabinim's pshat. Rabinim's pshat from Simcha Bunim Ipshisch, right? His pshat is that sometimes people, right, have to take a circuitous route. I can't do this many steps at once. I got to go take a break, keep on going. Otherwise I'll break.
That's what you said.
Right? I'm going over it. That's what he called that. That was Rabinim's pshat. So that's in the end, I want to get here, and we both get here. Oh, it took me 4 years, and he did it in 1 year, because I knew if I tried to do it in 1 year, I wouldn't get anywhere.
It's like the guy who gets his BA degree, does it in 10 years, he only takes one semester a year.
Okay, fine.
He gets a degree, but
sort of. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then
does it in 4 years.
Right. Degree, and the third shot from I think it's from the Choza. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's he's. No, it's he. This Rasem is saying himself. Is that a person sometimes in his avoda, he maxes at level A. The other person maxes at level B, right? Or whatever, whichever direction it is, whichever is higher or lower. But he's doing what he can do. And that's, like I said, is really the same thing as Lefum Tzara Agra. as much as you can do. You pulled out all the pistons, right? You're doing all the everything as much as you can. That's it. There's no quantitative issue. Echad amar
ve'echad amamit.
Actually, he does mention what he called. He does mention the. He mentions the chosmil blin at the end. Listen to this. Listen to this, and with this we'll close. V'hu ki inyan sha'amru, right? B'shem arav milublin. He says ki leforish hagemara mishenichnas adar marbin besimcha, u'mishenichnas av matin besimcha. This is a different parish. This is a fourth parish, really. I take it back. This is a different parish. Ube'emes, listen to this. Nira parish marbu mamit be'inyin me'a tovim me'a ra. Ki srabus ha'masim tovim be'es psichus aleva adam. V'ismatus ha'masim be'me'a ra sh'shneim be'kone echad olim. There are different stages in life. There's yimei tova and yimei ra. The good days when everything is clear, everything is wonderful, right? And then a person should do as much as he possibly can.
On those days.
Those days. The days where everything is butter side down. He says, there it's mamit. There a person has to try and not to do. Right? He's trying to limit the ra that he's surrounded in. Right? And as I'm in a bad place right now. So the best I can do is what he called is just to limit the bad actions that are emanating from my state of being in this bad state. I'm happy. Do all the mitzvahs. Tons, more and more and more. Don't stop. Today I woke up in a funk. I can't get out of the funk.
I'm not putting the phone on.
Right? So record, you have to try and limit, right? Don't say, oh, I'm such a piece of garbage. Why? Because I'm not having the kavanah that I had yesterday. On a day like that, don't look at yourself as a piece of garbage because you're not having the kavanah that yesterday. Today, the ikar is what he called, is to make lessen the damage of the difficult times.
Don't do too many of
error. You have to be flexible with the times. Now, I can't do everything that I want to do, but I'm not gonna allow the raw to creep inside of me. It's like that story we once did about the two brothers, Rav Meilech and Rav Zisha, that they went to a self-imposed gullus. And they came to a certain town, and the people who thought of them as beggars thought they were muscling in on their territory. They made up some fabricated story, and they had them thrown in prison. And they're there in prison with all the Polish felons. And the night is progressing, it's getting closer to dawn, and Rav Zisha hears that Rav Meilech is crying. And he says, what do you call it? He says, why are you crying? To his brother, Rav Elimelech Menzhans. He says to him, why are you crying? So he says, Zisha, how can I not cry? Rav Zisha Me'anapol, how can I not cry? Every day I get up early and I start saying shiras for tishvachos and hachanas for tefillah, and I daven with kavana, with a bren. And today I can't because they got the thing that we're all going to use. What do you call the latrine? Is right here in the middle of the room. You can't daven in front of that. You can't say divrei Torah in front of that. What am I supposed to do? So why shouldn't I cry? So Rav Zisha said to him, he says, I don't understand. Every day you do the will of Hashem by davening. The day you do the will of Hashem by not davening. You're flexible. There you may tova, you may raw. Who's to say what's more precious? What's more precious? Doing the will of Hashem, yeah, in such a spectacular fashion like when days are good? Or to keep yourself from doing anything bad? Just struggling not to do something bad, right? When days are tough. When days are rough. So he says, Zisha, that's a great idea. And they begin to sing and dance. And they're dancing around the bucket. Soon all the Polish criminals see them. And they say, why are the Jews dancing? But they're having a good time. Let's dance with them. So soon they're all dancing around the bucket. So the warden upstairs hears the all the huptilah coming downstairs. He comes in. He says, what's going on? No one answers. They're dancing, singing. Finally grabs one of the pebbles. He slams into the wall. He says, what the heck is going on here? He says, I don't know. He says, what do you mean, I don't know? He says, well, we're dancing. I said, that's you dancing, you imbecile. We're like, why are you dancing? He says, well, the Jews are dancing. Why are they dancing? I don't know. They're dancing around the bucket. We join them. He says, that's it. He pushes them aside. He grabs the bucket, pulls it out into the hallway, slams the door, and he says, from now on, if you want the bucket, knock on the door. The jailer lets you out. Use it out there. You can't have it in the cell anymore. And Rav Zisha turns to Rav Meilech and he says, and now, my dear brother, you can daven. Sometimes you have to take advantage of the crests in life, right? To do as much as you possibly can. When you hit a trough, you put all your energy into keeping yourself from sinking lower, from doing anything that's not right, right? Flexibility. That's about the two brothers, Rav Elimelech Milizhensk and Rav Zishmi Anapol.
And who was the responsible? Svasemis?
No, the, but he quote, no, the Svasemis, we quotes the Rabbi Lublin, the Chozim Lublin. He says that he says this idea: Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, or Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. He says, what does it mean, right? He says, Mematim Besimcha. He says, you know, he says that on in the Tzadik Kedusha and there's a Tzadik Tuma. In Adar, so the Tzadik Kedusha be Marbin Besimcha. In record in Av, what we call when it's a state of depression, right? When the Kedusha is being limited. So a person might seek to, what he called, to find Simcha in life, life, vibrance in life, by doing things that are not Pesedim. Because the world of Ruchnias, the structure of Beis HaMikdash, appears to be atrophying and shrinking and shrinking. No, be Mamad B'Simcha there. Right? Bimad B'Simcha. Be Mamad in where you might have sought out Simcha of Tuma. Because you got to feel alive. Without Simcha, you feel alive. You know, be Mamad B'Simcha. There, don't do anything that's incorrect. Right, as you feel the world of Ruchni is shrinking, so you might search for other ways to give yourself a sense of vibrance. No, there be Mamayat B'Simcha. When you feel the world of Ruchni is growing, yeah, Adar, the Nisim of Adar, ah, then be Marbe B'Simcha.